Big developments with the Shulman Crossing project in Garden City over this past week. Tuesday, the City Commission had a special meeting, and we'll go over details of what occurred with City Manager Matt Allen.
Special meeting of the City Commission. We completed one of the last obligations of the city towards the Shulman Crossing project in its entirety. Temporary financing for Phase 2, and that was approved. That will generate around $9 million in funds that will help with the infrastructure, land costs, development costs associated with Phase 2. That coupled with the temporary financing that was issued for Phase 1 in subsequent years will all be turned into a tax increment financing bonded project. But in the meantime, until the stores are erected and there's tenants in place, the temporary financing bridges the gap from the start of the project to the point where it can operate fully as a tax increment financing project.
How's this coming along?
Really good. Ahead of schedule. When we originally did the business model for the Shulman Crossing project, we anticipated a rollout that was spread over 4 or 5 years. The idea that we'll be going from the Phase 1 Menards project to the Phase 2 inline retail in the second year is ahead of schedule, and I think bodes well for the community, not just from a retail draw or regional retail hub standpoint, which is an articulated goal of the community, but also just from a money standpoint. I mean, it will be a 20-year bond tax increment financing bond project. So the sooner the construction is completed, the better that financially performs and the quicker the debt's paid off.
And a lot of people are wondering, when will we actually see stores there?
Right. So Menards is already open. So Phase 1 anchor is already up and has been operating for about nearly half a year. The Phase 2 stores, the part of the inline retail, that construction is scheduled to begin. The property will close on October 15th. Construction will begin, I would presume, immediately following that. Stores opening in summer of 2014, late summer of 2014.
And some of those stores?
At this point, there's been 5 stores that are part of Phase 2 that have announced. Those are Ross Dress for Less, Cato Fashions, Ulta Cosmetics, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Hobby Lobby.
Mm-hmm. And what does this mean to the community?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, one of the articulated goals of the community, so it's shown up in a lot of places, not just City Commission goals, is to be this regional retail hub. And I think bringing in these types of developments, these types of stores, reinforces that.